Today is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, and the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Brethren, see how you walk circumspectly, not unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is luxury, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God and the Father, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4. At that time there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. He, having heard that Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler saith to him, "Lord, come down before that my son die." Jesus saith to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him, and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and they brought him word, saying that his son lived. He asked therefore of them the hour wherein he grew better. And he said to the, and they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father therefore knew that it was at the same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth," and he himself believed, and his whole house. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One day a certain priest was being shown through a section of a Detroit car factory by the foreman. And among the workers was a man named John, who was a parishioner of the priest. And knowing that John was a skilled mechanic, the priest remarked, "I guess John is one of your best workers." "Sorry to disagree," said the foreman. "It's true that he could be one of the best, but John stands around talking about his religion when he should be attending to his machine." And then he went on to say, "Personally, he is a fine fellow, and he is a good man when he does work, but he still has to learn that when he is running that machine, his religion ought to come out of his fingers and not out of his mouth." Now, although this was a blunt statement, the foreman was explaining an important truth, that our faith should carry over into our work. Our lives and our actions should reflect what we believe. And in today's gospel, we see a man whose faith carried over into his actions. One day, we read that a certain ruler approached our Lord, and his son was sick at Capernaum. And the man had heard of the many miracles which our Lord had performed, and so he asked our Lord to go and heal his son. As St. John tells us, he went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son. Faith, my dear friends, is a virtue by which we firmly believe all the truths of the Catholic Church, because they have been revealed by God Himself. St. Thomas Aquinas says that the first thing necessary for every Christian is faith, for faith directs all our actions towards God. Faith directs us to obey the commandments because they are from God, and do what is necessary to save our souls, for by faith We believe that God rewards the good we do and punishes the evil. Through our faith, we know that we can't do any good without God's help, and that this help is won through prayer. And the ruler in today's gospel had faith in our Lord, in our Lord's power to heal his son. He believed that our Lord was able to help him. But this faith did not stop at a mere belief, an acknowledgement of our Lord's divine power. He applied his belief to his actions. He went to our Lord and asked for his help. Now, as you know, we are in the month of the Most Holy Rosary, and our priests, over the past few weeks, have spoken about Our Lady, and particularly Our Lady of Fatima. And as you know, October 13th, this past week, was the anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima. And now, I would think that all of us here would believe in the apparitions of Fatima, that our Lord, Our Lady really appeared to the three children there. But what do we do with that faith, that belief? Do we make it practical? Do we put our belief into action? Imagine a student, say a medical student, and he spends many years studying and training to gain the necessary knowledge to become a physician, to cure sicknesses. Now imagine if, after these years of study, this student graduated, but he never practiced medicine. He never used that knowledge that he had worked so hard to gain. Now, the truths of our Catholic faith provide us with the knowledge that we need to save our souls. But it is up to us to use that knowledge. We must put it into practice. And so during this month of the Holy Rosary, ask yourself this: do I obey the requests of Our Lady of Fatima? Do I listen to her pleas? At Fatima, Our Lady made three requests: to pray the rosary every day, to sacrifice for sinners, and to stop sinning, to stop offending her divine Son, who is so offended by the sins of men, especially today. How well do you apply the message of Fatima to your life? Do you set aside time, even on the busiest day, to pray the rosary? Do you offer up the numerous crosses of daily life in reparation for sin, for your sins, and for the sins of others? And do you seriously strive to avoid sin and the occasions of sin? And if the answer is no to any or to all of these, what is it that keeps you from putting your belief into practice? Whatever the cause, whether it's selfishness or laziness, maybe you're weak or discouraged, or perhaps it's self-will in the way, ask Our Lady today to help you to overcome that obstacle and to decide with real determination to do what is necessary to heed her requests. Don't be like the workman in the story who talked about his faith but never really lived it by doing his duty, by doing God's will for him. Show your faith by your action, by what you do and how you live your life. My dear friends, live your Catholic faith. Let your beliefs, given to you by God Himself and His Blessed Mother, let these be the guide of your life, the guide of all your actions. And never let a day go by without remembering and following the request of your Heavenly Mother. Stop offending my Divine Son. Sacrifice for sinners. And pray the rosary every day. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.